The weekly conversation with Maitreya will be open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic Mission of Maitreya. Do not be combative, be articulate, and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will also be taken in text, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in a lecture, and please do not grab the mic. Please listen to the answer to your last question before typing another. Those who do not follow this simple rule will be red-dotted. They, however, will be given one more chance for follow-up questions. If they continue to be disorderly, they will be red-dotted permanently. If you would like to listen to his previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, discourses by Maitreya, God's words continuously.
Salam everyone. Welcome to the Mission of Maitreya's satsang room. We pay our salutations to the divinity within all humanity, and we work toward peace and unity of man. The humanity needs to come together and become one, as prophesied by God in all the scriptures, that at the end time, when the time comes for the last revelation, humanity eventually will see that all the religions of the world have come from the same source and from the same spirit or God. There is no separation between man and men, and they have all come from one God, and those who separate humanity from humanity, they are doing disservice to religions, to God, to his revelations, and his plan. The plan of God is to bring his kingdom on earth, and for the last 12,000 years humanity has been in the process of creating a history full of wars, destruction, and separation and domination, and no dominating force ever stayed dominating forever. That is the nature of the history. Those who dominate will be dominated, those who conquer will be conquered, and those who wage wars will lose, both sides will lose. There is no war that anybody really wins. War means losing for both sides. Therefore, humanity have to listen and understand these lessons that God has been giving them for the last 12,000 years, and realize how only way to bring peace and unity and an earth that everybody progresses in a greater degree to the highest potential is God's way. There is no other way. Therefore, this is the call for humanity again, from the spirit, to come together and see how this has been prepared to this point. And this is the call to all of you to realize that indeed you are the pioneer of the new golden age that is coming soon. Of course, anytime something great is going to happen, there is there birth pain for humanity to go through, and that's exactly what's happening at this time, and humanity is going through that birth pain. I can see in text some question, what does Maitreya mean? He gave, you should ask your questions one at a time, so I can answer them, and then ask another question after I answered one of them. So if you want to answer your questions, go ahead and start questioning, and stop, listen to answer to your question, and then type another question if you want. So there are too many of them. I can see that you already typed. Which one do you want me to answer you? Okay, there will be peace, peace, yet there will be no peace. Exactly, Maitreya means. Okay. Maitreya means the compassionate one, the friend, and the name is a name from a Sanskrit name given by Buddhists to the coming of the new Buddha. Of course, the last revelation is for whole humanity, therefore the meaning of the name and the revelation is for all man. That is why the whole scriptures have been talking and prophesizing of coming of this revelation, and the name Maitreya is just one name of many names that is represented in the mission and fulfills the prophecy of coming of the last Buddha, of the last avatar, Kalki avatar, and on and on. Therefore, it is not just the name Maitreya which is used in the mission, but also Yeshua and Muhammad and Vijay Kumar and many other names that has been given to me, and all of them fulfilling a part of the prophecy. So those who are looking for this last revelation will clearly see the truth and will recognize that it is indeed from God. Allah correct, you mean Jesus, not Buddha. Well, all of them. There is no religion on earth that is not covered in our teachings, and there is no religion on earth that has not been prophesied of coming of this revelation. Therefore, it covers the Christ, and which his name really wasn't Jesus. There is no J in Hebrew. His name was Isa, and his spiritual name cannot be pronounced. His spiritual name means the Son of God or the Savior of Yahweh or God. Therefore, if you understand our teaching, you will see that it is more than one religion. It covers every religion on earth. He says that when the Lord Jesus returns, that all will know. If you are in New Mexico, then why have we not seen? Those who have been called for this mission and their eyes have been opened, the elect will know, and those who have not been called and do not belong to God's vast revelation, indeed they go even farther away from the truth, and they will be taken and not only not see it, but they will be even more in ignorance. Therefore, when he says their eyes will see, he's talking about the third eye, the spiritual eye, and those who have opened their spiritual eyes, when they hear this revelation and see the truth in it, they can understand it easily, and they take it as the truth, and therefore their eyes see it clearly. That is what it means with that verse. I hope you go to our website and study our teaching in a greater degree and realize what the symbolic meaning of the verses revealed by God are. And there are a lot of words that has been used in many religions, and they have taken meant something that really it did not mean in the beginning. That is why God says, I am a mystery. I will not be recognized, realized, understood until the end time. Even the vision which has been given to the prophets were sealed, and they were instructed not to reveal to humanity. Well, it has all signs of evil. Well, according to your understanding, yes, maybe it does have the signs of our evil, because it doesn't conform to your dogmas and your religion's understandings. But according to God, it is absolutely godly and has nothing evil in it at all. And if you understand God, then you understand the truth. And since no one knows the truth until the seventh angel comes, nobody can claim that what is evil or what is good, because they don't know it. They don't know God, and whatever they say is human-made and human understanding. And if you really want to know the truth, you have to forego your understanding and read the scriptures and our teachings and realize how God indeed have prophesied that this revelation will come. There is nothing evil in it at all. Are you Jesus, in whom is the Christ to come, that we may be caught up in the cloud with him? Yes, indeed. Cloud means confusion. That is another word you have to understand what it means. It means at the time of the confusion, even Christ and his disciples will be caught in that confusion. And indeed there is confusion on earth, and many stop typing. If you keep typing, we will red dot you. If you have a question, wait, let me answer you, and then type. If we have told that many times in the beginning and now, so please stop so I can answer you one question at a time, so you might understand and become one of the guided ones. The truth of it, so just, if you do not want to be the dotted and we continue the conversation, stop typing over and over. So you were talking about if we are going to get caught in the cloud. We are in the cloud. There is confusion on earth, and all of us are caught in this confusion, the confusion of religion, the confusion of nationality, the confusion of races, the confusion of sexes, the confusion of all kinds that we can see. Humanity doesn't know how to deal with them, and we are going toward the greater wars and destruction and tribulation that is happening on earth. Therefore, if you are waiting for somebody to come to the physical cloud and get you, take you there, up there with them, it has never happened. God does not work like this. Therefore, God will not change his ways, and it will not happen the way many people expect it to happen, because that is not the way of God. The way of God means when the confusion comes and the morality falls, then the Spirit of God will rise on earth. You can find this verse very clearly in Bhagavad Gita. It explains what cloud and confusion means. Therefore, you have to really relearn meaning of many words in the scriptures and what God meant by them. And if you realize that, you can recognize indeed this is from God. Third, the sign of good and evil is on the main page. Okay, probably you are talking about swastika. Do you know that the very plus sign that you use in mathematics has come from swastika? That swastika was used with Christian in the beginning of the Christianity, that was the sign that the Christians could recognize each other, and they would put in their graves, and they would communicate by knowing that they are Christians, and therefore you have to recognize what it is. It is a good sign. Actually, it means good luck. Many religions have used it. You can find it all over the earth. Christ brought it to him, to his disciples and followers, and eventually the very cross is derivation of the swastika. So you have to understand what it means first. Well, second, if a person used a knife to kill someone, do you prosecute the knife and put it in the jail and you never use it, and you say no, knife is evil? Knife is neither evil nor good. It depends who you use that knife. It becomes good if you give it to the hand of a surgeon, and it becomes evil if you give in the hand of the murderer. Therefore, you have to recognize and realize who used it and why it was used, and then you will understand the subject cannot, or the things are used cannot be prosecuted. If you understand that, then you can understand what swastika means. It is very prominent symbol in Hinduism and Buddhism, and they are still using it. Even American Indian, you know, if you go to a city in New Mexico called Mountain Air, and there is a hotel that they still have the swastika on their hotel. There was a paper in University of New Mexico. It's called Swastika. There is a city in Canada. It's called Swastika. Swastika used to be a very good thing for people. There was a lot of cards that they had swastika in them. And there is a book written about it. Good. If you are from Roswell, then go to Mountain Air. There is a hotel there that is still it has a swastika on it. Actually, I've heard there is a bank in north of New Mexico, and if you go in that bank, they have a sitting room that the fireplace has a swastika on it, and it still exists. And therefore, swastika is not bad, just like a knife is not bad. Know who you use it, and even then you have to realize and recognize, you know, why it was used and happened. So therefore, don't prosecute the knife. Prosecute if the person is prosecutable, prosecute the person who misused the knife. So we have to. It's just amazing how people accept the words of other people without going and studying and really realizing what the symbol or the meaning meant. And if human search and look, eventually they can find a lot of things they believe doesn't really mean the thing they think it means and believe. Okay, and you have one of the requirement of asking questions and coming to this room is to go to our website and study there, and go to our and find out what we teach, and then you realize that what you believe is outmoded, it's outdated. As one of the people in the room was saying, you have to update your information. Your information is not representing the Spirit of God for this time. You can see that many people, they have many concepts and understanding of their teaching. They see things evil when they are not. Can you prosecute a knife? For being used by murderer to kill people. Okay. So, we can see that they have to understand. Somebody was saying that it is impossible to unify Muslim with Christians, because it's just like trying to mix water with oil. Okay? The truth is, it is not mixing water with oil. Humanity made it oil. And if we, or those who follow or created oil, to take the dogmas out and create true understanding, we can see all our water, and they mix together easily. Deep Cover is asking, Maitreya, the world is full of beliefs and theologies. Okay, how does one arrive at what is truth? Besides an intellectual understanding, I see religions as Babylon, confusion. What are your thoughts? Thank you. Okay, let me answer Deep Cover, and then I'll get to your question about Kabbalah, Mr. Disk. Yes, indeed, it is confusion, because God created this situation last 12,000 years. Before last 12,000 years, human knew about the eternal divine path we teach in the mission, and they did not follow. And as Christ taught, that the person who had the field, he put a good seed in the field, but then the weeds came and mixed with the good wheat, with seed. And then the servant said, let's take the weed out, and the owner of the land said, no, let them grow together. Let the weed and the good seed grow together, and at the time of the harvest, we separate them. So for the last 12,000 years, those who have not progressed and do not want to go to God or not godly did grow with the wheat, which is good people who have been meditating and progressing and growing and doesn't even belong to this external world. And now is the time of the harvest. That confusion is being because both good and evil were growing together at the same time. And also, nobody knows the whole plan of God or the truth until the seventh angel comes. And the seventh angel is the one that who opens the book sealed with the seventh seal, and that book sealed with the seventh seal in the chapter 5 in the Revelation clearly says, no one can do it but the line of the tribe of Judah. And when that book opens, the mystery of God will be finished. Therefore, all this time, humanity was confused, and all the religion had only one part of the truth. Now, this revelation has come, which clearly explained what happened in the last 2,000 years, and gives a way to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, and is calling for the wheat. It's separating the wheat from the chaff. It's separating the wheat from the wheat. I mean, it's separating the good seed from the wheat. And now it's telling humanity, come and see how God was working. And now is the time of sundering, and is the time of harvest. And indeed it is. So if you see the confusion, that is why there is so much confusion on earth and religion. But if you understand our teaching and see the explanation of them, you clearly understand what God has been doing and His plan, and therefore you will not be confused anymore. Okay, about the Kabbalah. Is Kabbalah evil? Kabbalah is the mystical part of Judaism, and it actually is very close to what Hindus and Buddhists and other mystical paths teach. They believe that you have to know thyself, and there is an unseenable force or God that guards human life, and they give you some very precise instruction of how you can invoke that force toward, you know, betterment of life and becoming one with it. Therefore, it is the mystical part of Judaism, as the mystical part of Islam, like Sufis, are misunderstood by Muslim Orthodox, or the saints in Christianity seems very strange to some people, that they are so devoted to God and Christ. So is the Kabbalah in Judaism, and a lot of Jews, Orthodox Jews, they don't understand it, they don't appreciate it, and therefore they do not accept it as a part of the Jewish experience or revelation. But in truth, if Jews understand Kabbalah, they can understand their religion even in a deeper level, and the meaning of what has been revealed to them. And of course, if they understand our teaching, not only they understand Kabbalah better, they understand where their religion is and how it is related to other religion, and why they should eventually give up the idea of being the elect and chosen one. Because the elect and chosen one is not a nation or a people, it's all over the world. Those who have progress, they are the elect, not a nation. And if they realize that and recognize that, they give up that idea and will come and join this mission. Deep cover asking, I'm seeing that. That is why I ask some general question. Good, okay. Deep cover, the answer is very clearly given in this revelation, and coming of this revelation is being prophesied. It is being foretold to come. God was clear. He never was confused on what he was doing. He absolutely knew that he is sending all this revelation toward different prophets, and each revelation has a part of a greater truth, eternal divine path. And when the whole thing is revealed, those who have progressed, those who are the good seed, and they are not the wheat, not the weed, they will see this revelation and understand it clearly and answer their questions. Those who come to the mission, they already had a lot of questions that they're absolutely confused, and then when they see this, they can see that they have you know, answers they were looking for. Okay, so the prophet asking, so is the seventh angel still to come, or is he here now? I still have to read your material. Alright, no, I am the seventh angel. I have revealed the seventh seal, and have opened the book, sealed it, the seventh seal. Seventh seal is called the holiest of the holies. And actually, if you read the scriptures, God clearly in Bible says that when the holiest of the holies come, that is when the temple will be built, and will the mystery of God again is finished at that time. Being very interested in the revelation, I see that you have written extensively on that the book. I will be reading your works. Great, deep cover. If you read that revelation, and also we encourage you to read the rest of the teachings, you will see that will answer the question of the seekers who do not believe in their own dogmas and religion and understanding, but they are seeking the truth. They want to know what really God meant with all this revelation. And our teaching is based on the word of God. It cannot be evil. How can a teaching is based on the scripture and the word of God fulfills the prophecies, and the person who revealed it is the lion of the tribe of Judah, and brings the word of God and revelation and mystery that he sees will be sealed to the end, be evil. And these people do not study, do not understand, do not go and seek and knock, and they hang into their own little dogmas, and because they have been brainwashed with a little understanding of what the media say, what swastika, now it's evil. It wasn't evil in 1900. It was a good sign. Everybody liked it. Everybody used it as a good luck. Now it is evil because the propaganda has brainwashed them and they cannot go over that propaganda. If I may ask one more question, where you give this revelation? Where you okay? Or did it come to you from study? Thank you. Oh, there is a very extensive lecture on how I became Maitreya and how the revelation was revealed to me in the website. And if somebody would post that lecture for a deep cover, it explains exactly. It's a 1 week lecture that I presented to the people in one Feast of Tabernacle, and later on one of the people in the mission wrote that as a lecture later on, and now we have that in the website. And if you go to the URL that Kiyosha just posted, you will have that lecture that explains how I was guided. I came to this country for my education, and then special things happened to me, and little by little this revelation formed itself to what it is now. I said this, but sir, can you please tell me how one knows when one's third eye is open? Well, really it's all the spiritual progress are so subtle that there is no way you can tell when it is. In each person it's different, and even your third eye might be open and you would not know it. And usually you are a more sensitive person, you can probably see the aura of the other people, you can probably feel the chakra and where they are at. You know it's a kind of a understanding deeper level than regular intellectual understanding of your life. You are connected to a deeper level of creation. Probably you understand the events better. It's not just a third eye opens and you start seeing the external world and the quantum physics level of creation, but you will become more intuitive. You can see the life in a greater light, in a spirit, than just this physical world that people are so attached to it and they're so engaged in it that they cannot escape it. Therefore, it is not just really an eye opens and you start seeing this, but it is a spiritual achievement or progress in your life, and therefore you can see the spirit in a greater degree than the physical body and or physical world. So you become more intuitive with God and His plan and His work in your life, in other people's life, and of course the revelation and the way he works. It's no longer you can no longer stand dogmas. You no longer can believe in a set of what the preacher says and believing with all your heart to be truth, but you become a seeker, a person who wants to know the truth. You absolutely cannot accept, you know, whatever is not the truth. You do not accept other people's words. You will put effort yourself to understand the truth of the reality of God and His revelation. Therefore, third eye is really opening of your sixth chakra, And in that level, the level of the seeking great knowledge of God and understanding in a deeper level, and your meditation is full of joy and oneness and beauty and all that. So I hope that answers your question. I know a lot of people think the third eye is just like a physical eye that, you know, it suddenly opens and you can see things you wouldn't be able to see before. And that is not the way a spirit works. A spirit is subtle, it's very quiet, and it progresses very slowly. In a way, you don't even recognize it yourself. But if you live with some people, for instance, 20 years ago, and you meditate, and they see you 20 years later, you can see, they at least can see you to be different person because you have progress in your spiritual journey. And of course, our teaching is do not worry about reaching pure consciousness. Do not worry about if your third eye is open or not. Do not seek powers and cities, the spiritual powers, but meditate and understand our teaching, follow eternal divine path, awaken or try to awaken our spiritual forces, work for the comings of light, sacrifice, surrender and submit to God, and become a universalist, and you will progress in a greater degree. Maitreya, do you come here on a schedule so that questions can be asked? Yes, every Saturday at 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, as it's been posted by reminder, I will be here in this room, hopefully. You know, if I was not going to be here, maybe we will post it in one of the rooms that it says Maitreya conversation at 10 p.m. A day before. If I was not going to be here that Saturday, if I'm engaged in some other activities, most probably will post that room as my friend is not going to be here, but usually I am here, and you can come at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, and as it's posted, it is 10:45 at this time, so compare with your time to see when you have to be here to attend this lecture. 10 a.m. Yes. So every Saturday at 10 a.m. I will be here, and this room is for conversation with me. That is why we encourage everybody to go to our website, study our teaching in a deeper level, in a greater degree, understand it, and if you still have you are in a Eastern Standard Time, and we are in Mountain, so your time is 12, so just consider that and come here at 12 o'clock. We have people that are connected here now from France, you know, or from Australia, and those, they have to probably wake up in the middle of the night to be here with us, and the time is different than many people in the United States, so you have to put a little effort to be here, and so we can talk about this revelation. The revelation is very simple. It has five steps. The first step is awakening the first spiritual forces. That is the mystical path, the teachings that is the spirit of our religion. If you do not follow mystical path, if you do not meditate, concentrate, contemplate, study, and or awaken your spiritual forces, you do not understand your religion in a deeper level. That's why in every religion they have some mystical part. For instance, Judaism is Kabbalah. Kabbalists meditate, they awaken their spiritual forces. In Christianity is saints. Saints have an experience, a direct experience with God. If you do not have a direct experience with God, you are following a religion. You have to meditate. You have to connect your... God said, you are in my image. Christ said, thy are gods. It's a small g, of course. You are in his image. Therefore, recognize that you are indeed in the image of God, awaken your spiritual forces, connect with God, have experience with God, and then you understand the revelations and your scriptures. Do not listen to the gurus or rabbis or fathers or mullahs. They give you the dogma. They give you the information that they believe is the truth. But the correct way to realize a religion or all the religion is directly connecting to God and listening to His words and going to the scriptures and seeing His words, not the words of the preacher or the propaganda of the media to tell you what you have to believe or not to believe. Just like swastika is evil. Swastika is not evil. Swastika is just a sign. It used to be a sign of the good luck, and many people even in the West used it. It is the only sign that you can find in every culture, including Christianity and Western civilization. Actually, if you go to the teaching of the Vikings and their books, you can see the swastika there. And if you go to our website, there is a book that it is all about swastika, and it's been published by the Smithsonian's, a very respected, you know, institution. They have published that book in 18th century, at the end of the 18th century. And then, of course, if you know, now go and ask them, you know, probably, you know, you do not, and don't have even the book there in the library or whatever. You find a very old one in the library of the Albuquerque, and we digitized it in the website. It can tell you how this sign is all over the world. And then we prosecute a sign instead of prosecuting the people if they are guilty of misusing that sign. Therefore, we have to meditate, we have to awaken our spiritual forces, we have to become secure of the truth, not just a blind follower of those that tell us what to be believed. If we do that, then we can see this revelation is from God, is based on the word of God. It fulfills the prophecies that God said is going to fulfill. Therefore, we will be able to see the truth clearly. So now it is here for the humanity, and now it is called for all humanity to go through this re-education of their beliefs and religions, and eventually recognize there is only one God. If there is only one God, why do we have so many religions? Can anybody claim to be the elect, have the last word, having the last revelation before the seven angel comes, before the book sealed with the seven seal is open? No one can claim that until that happens. And now we are asking humanity to look at this and recognize, are they an elect or not? If you are an elect, you see the truth in this mission and this revelation clearly. It makes sense. It is only one God. It's only one universe. We all belong to Him. The only way is to awaken our spiritual forces, direct that energy to create the communities of light. The whole Old Testament, if you study, God is trying to find a people, a group, a community that will accept Him as King, as the source of spiritual laws, and will create an environment that everybody can progress physically, mentally, and spiritually to the highest. That is a community. Now, how can you create such a community? Okay, you meditate, you have regular spiritual forces, you want a careers community, and every person in the community says, what is it in it for me, or I'm only here to get most out of this community, of course that community is not a community of light. So sacrifice is the next step in this path. And who sacrifices most? We just had a movie about the Passion of Christ. And they are depicting him as suffered immensely. What did he say? Love your brother or your neighbor as yourself. He taught great revelation to humanity how to sacrifice, how to become a spiritual person, how to overcome any love or bound to this external world, but love your God with all your heart, mind, and spirit. That's the only way. That is the only way. If you love your brother, if you love your sister, if you love your parents, if you love anybody or anything in this external world than God, you're not going to make it. You are going to be attached to the external world. Therefore, you have to love your God with all your heart, mind, and spirit to overcome this attraction of external world and be free to be able to sacrifice for the comings of light. God has to be number one, and His plan has to be number one. Otherwise, you're not going to make it. You have attachment outside. Actually, there is a Sufi poem that it says, first you have to completely forget about any love or attachment you have to external world, and God, love God with all your heart, mind, and spirit. Then you can love the world with the godly love. Then you can love your parents, you can love your, you know, wife, husband, children, everybody with that godly love, instead of being attached to them and in a human love. And that is the message of Christ. Sacrifice. Without such a sacrifice and progress, you cannot create the comings of light. If you overcome all the attachment in external world and love only God, then external world will become a manifestation of God, and the comings of light become the goal of your life. And you are ready to sacrifice for it to create such an environment. Of course, still you might become attached to the results of your action, and you say, well, I am the doer. And of course, the attachment to the results will result in fall again, because the moment that I comes in, you are disconnected from God. Anybody who talks about I, it means God is not there. I am there. As far as I is there, God is not. That's why the next step is surrendering and submission to God. We do our best and surrender the result to God, and with that we are free. We do the work, but what? Result is on us. We're not attached to the result. Result belongs to God. Therefore, I'm not there. I did it. But because I'm not attached to a result and it belongs to God, I don't take any credit. It's God's gift from me. Therefore, I'm not there. Even greater than surrender of submission. God is doing it through me all the time. I'm so in love with God. I'm so concentrated on God that I don't even exist anymore. God exists. Sometimes I say thank you to some people in the mission, and they say, I'm not there. Who are you thanking? You're thanking God within me. And they're right. They're absolutely correct. You know? if they realize that and recognize that they don't exist and God exists, whatever they do is, God is doing it through them. They're absolutely free from any ego or I, and they're connected. That's why we're not connected. That's what I is there, we're not connected. So when the I is not there anymore, then we and God are one and we are free. And that is the message of Islam. That's all Islam is all about. It's not about, you know, terrorism and destruction and, you know, believing that you will convert everybody to Islam. God clearly said in the scripture, Islam only will convert 1/4 of the earth. Prophet Muhammad didn't open the book sealed with the seventh seal. He was not even the lion of the tribe of Judah. He was not from the lineage of King David. He was from the lineage of Ishmael. So he cannot be the last prophet. He could not be the one that will bring the last revelation. Of course, the spirit of all behind all the messengers or messiahs is God. But you can clearly say he cannot be the last prophet in the sense of bringing the last revelation, but he was the last prophet in the sense of bringing the highest spiritual realization to become surrendered and submissive to God. And also we can see, because they don't have the next step, which is universalism, no. If you are not a Muslim, you are an infidel. How can you say that? How can you do that? How can you say God is everything when Prophet Muhammad says God is even closer to your vein than you, and then say, well, because you are not a Muslim, you are an infidel, you are separate, you are not one of us? Absolutely is a contradiction there, isn't it? God is closer to your vein, and it means everybody, Muslim, non-Muslim, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist. And then, if you are not a Muslim, then you are not one of us, you are separated. Our God is different. There is only one God. How can there be difference? So, we can see, there has to be a revelation which comes later on and says, the whole universe is one, and you're all brothers and sisters, no matter what religion you're at, no matter what gender or nationality or race you are, you have the essence of God in you. And all of us have to concentrate on that essence and see the unity among all of us. And that is, of course, the next step, universalism, recognizing and realizing God is everything. I cannot separate a part of God from another part. I cannot say, this is this face, I am that face, this is my religion, that is your religion. And this is the message of course, the Baha'i and Bab teaching which came to humanity. And basically says all religions are the same as saying the same thing. Now, of course, now we know it's not true. They're not saying the same thing. Each of them have they say a lot of things similar to each other, but each of these religions have one specific message that has come to humanity. And that message, of course, when put together, reveals the eternal divine path and unifies all religions of the world and explains the last 2,000 years of history and shows how to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth and how the cyclical movement of the historical, you know, events is going to happen and how we can make the transition from one cycle to another smoothly when the Paraviparas or elects will be the leaders and guide those cyclical movements. So the whole thing is being given now from the slightest, smallest action in life to the greatest way, which is the kingdom of God on earth. But the person who goes through these five steps and realizes that these five, this religion have come for a reason, and is willing to follow it, is willing to, you know, forgo their own ego and awaken the spiritual forces, create comes of light, or join the comes of light, sacrifice in it, become friendly, submissive to God and universalist. Such are the ones that God has been calling the elect, my elect, the one who will inherit the earth. And are we caught, all caught in the confusion of the earth, in the cloud? Yes, we are. We are struggling in this world with the rest of humanity when there are confusion all everywhere. You know? And the wars and tribulation and destruction coming, just what happened a couple of days ago in Spain. 200 people, you know, died in a train because of bombs. Okay, and we're at 1,200 people got, you know, injured. These things should not happen. Should be an environment that nobody is afraid of bombs or terrorists. Both sides should stop and realize that they have to come together, create an environment that they can communicate, realize there is only one God, all these religions are from the same source, none of them have to convert the other to their own a small understanding of God's plan. They can't, because it's just a limited part of a greater truth. The only thing that can unify them and bring peace is to see the whole vision. See the whole truth, you see how each of them are a part of a greater truth. And if all of them accept them, there wouldn't be any Christian or Jews, Hindus or Buddhists or Muslim, they will be all divine, because all will follow the eternal divine path. That is the way to peace and salvation. Are the Christians gonna make everybody Christian, or Jews are gonna be the only chosen people, and the Muslim are going to convert everybody to Islam? God clearly says that is not the way He has planned it, and that's not going to happen. Now, it is our responsibility to convey this message to humanity. Let them know this is the way out. Nobody wins in the war. No one. He who conquers it will lose. Who is conquered will lose. No war is going to be the last one until this revelation is recognized and God brought to humanity, and this realization is accepted by majority. If they don't do it, it's fine. You know, you can't just sit here and let them go through tribulation and war and destruction more and more, eventually reach a point they don't even remember why they started the war in the first place. That's exactly what happened to most of the wars. Just has its own life. When you start a war, it has its own life. After a while, you don't even remember why you started it. Just like World War II or first. So humanity have to learn these lessons completely, that wars will not solve the problem. The only thing we solve the problem is the plan of God for humanity. And elects have a great responsibility in this regard. Each of you have a great responsibility to help humanity to see this vision more and more. And that is why we have put so much effort on this mission, and we're calling all of you to go beyond, you know, your little lives, just go in a greater degree to God's mission and call. We are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Those who are really elect and see this vision clearly and see God's way no longer can be a person of a specific culture, a specific religion, gender, nationality, or race. They belong to God and the universe, and see God is one, and the only way is to bring His kingdom on earth and make an earth full of joy and sharing and happiness that will bring great place for everybody to progress physically, mentally, spiritually, in a greater degree, to a point that we start having munis and great yogis, that they reach salvation or mukti as it used to be. We read in the scriptures, in the Hindu scriptures, that they were munis, they were great souls, that they have reached salvation. Why it's not happening anymore? Because at that time they were following the eternal divine path. They did have the kingdom of God on earth. They were humans, they could meditate in a much deeper level and reach salvation. We have to return to that time again. And the way is, again, this mission, this revelation. If we understand this clearly, then we become another Maitreya. Then we have two Maitreyas, three Maitreyas, 144,000 Maitreyas that understand this teaching in a deeper level, and we will have the Paltok open 24 hours a day, and the people, they will volunteer to continue the room, not just 7-8 hours as we have now, but 24 hours, so we can reach more people. We will reach to humanity by putting, you know, all kinds of outreach that we can get this message to everywhere. It's a struggle between the religions. It'll stop. I'm not struggling with Christians or Jews or Hindus or Buddhists or Muslims anymore. They're a part of me. They are a part of this revelation. I have nothing against them. If they have against something against me, it is their dogma, it is their problem. I hope I can teach them and re-educate them to the new revelation understanding and show them the word of God is different than what they believe. Hindus and Buddhists and mystical people who follow mystical paths to realize that they have to also direct that energy to create the comings of light. If a Buddha said, you know, Dharma and community, Sangha. So if Buddhists don't create the communities, then they're not following the Buddha's way completely, or Hindus have to recognize that, you know, Christian and Jews and Muslim and Baha'is also are a part of the God's revelation, and they have to incorporate to their teaching and not only try to reach through consciousness, which God says, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth, but also create communities, sacrifice, and submit to God and become universalists. Jews have to realize and recognize that when Christ came and said the kingdom will be taken away from you, that was it. The being chosen is finished. Then 2,000 years ago, then Christ clearly told them the kingdom will be taken away from you and given to another nation. Christians have to realize that, you know, they should follow Christ's word instead of, you know, Paul and the prophets, and how God, you know, promised to Ishmael and Isaac both, that there's going to be a Messiah, a prophet come from them. Therefore, Christ cannot be the only way. There are prophets that they are also are the way from God and showing humanity in the new revelations. Therefore, they have no choice instead of, you know, opposing Muslim, they say, yeah, okay, yeah, we can see that. And God also told you guys that you're going to receive a prophet or a Messiah, and therefore we accept you also a part of God, you know, plan. Of course, Christian Muslim have to realize Muhammad wasn't the last prophet. He was not even the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. How could he be the last and the opener of the seventh seal and the book sealed with the seventh seal, which he never claimed he has? Therefore, they have to give up that idea that they have the last revelation. There's three more to come. And of course, Baha'is have to recognize that God clearly says that his own religion is not perfect. That's the only religion that, you know, went so badly, so fast, as this other religion took a couple of hundred years, you know, to create dogmas and go wrong. We can see the, you know, Baha'i seven branches already in less than 200 years. And God said it's not perfect. I understand that they were just a part of the greater revelation will come soon. And of course, Ananda Marga, they are not really a big organization, very small, but they also have to recognize that Baba was a part of this revelation. He was a great prophet and revealer of the wonderful teachings, but still, he is not the one that is going to unify all religion and change them. But the scripture says there's going to be another revelation come very soon after this one. And now, of course, this revelation is the one that explains who is an elect, who is a chosen people, how to create the promise of light, how to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. It explains the history, it explains creation, it shows how the cyclical movement of economical period happens, and how to deal with them and make them smoothly go from one cycle to another. This is the one that God was talking about of the books sealed with the seven seals. This is the revelation of the seven angels. This is the one that will reveal the mystery of God. Of course, if we understand that, then we are obligated, we are called, we are invited to the wedding and the ceremony of the last revelation, and it's the time to come with the proper clothing, with the proper invitation to participate in these wonderful thing that God has been doing, done for us, and become a pure instrument for God in spreading, educating, helping to give this message to humanity in every corner of the earth and every man and woman and child. Because that is the salvation of man. That is what God was telling humanity will come at this time. And He has fulfilled all His promises, all His plans, and He will fulfill the rest of it also. There's no doubt about it. Don't be caught in this confusion and external world and ups and downs of life and little things that you are attached to. Absolutely detach yourself from this external world so you can become a pure instrument for God. The more you can do that, the more you can manifest God's vision and help more people. So you are a spark of peace on earth. Because you are not prejudiced against any religion. You don't call Hindus from devil. You don't call Prophet Muhammad a pedophile. You don't call, you know, Baha'is, you know, not from God. You can see God has been sending all of them to humanity. So you have the peace of God with you because you are expanded. You are beyond any prejudice and narrowness of the mind. You can teach people to go away from that kind of mentality. Because the more people come and join and see this vision, the greater peace will be in more humans on earth. And also you have been given so many tools to overcome. Meditation, the universal mantra, the reminder, kirtan, each of them also given to you, so you go beyond your prejudice, if you have any, you have had any in the past against those people who dance Hare Krishna, or the Muslim who do prayers 5 times a day. If you do the reminder yourself and realize it's a part of a kind of a yoga, and it affects your chakras and you bring great joy, then you don't say, oh, look at those weird Muslims, they go up and down 5 times a day. Then you break that prejudice. You expand your mind. If you dance kirtan, you know, you don't look at the Hare Krishna people and say they're crazy or something. Because you know, your mantras have great power over, you know, the mind and consciousness. So again, all the tools God has been given to you, everybody, to progress in a greater degree. So we have all the tools, we have the greatest revelation. We can overcome our little egos and expand ourselves to God and become a pure channel for God. If we can create 144,000 of such people, we can bring the kingdom of heaven on earth easily. Deep cover asking, my dear, before one reads your writings, should you be familiar with other books first, Bible, Quran, etc.? Well, it's a good question. Probably you can do this simultaneously with the teaching, and at the same time, anytime you reach to a subject that talks about other books, you can go and refer to them. Probably it's not a bad idea to familiarize yourself with other religion before you read though, but at the same time you don't have to wait, you know, to read though before you become familiar with other religions. It's good to be familiar. That's why the room in the Pasok is here, that if you read something and you didn't know about it, you can come to the room during the week and ask people in that room. Usually they are very good, they are very familiar with the other religion and can help you. So your work is a little easier than those who came to the mission in the beginning, because you have more people, they know about religion, and if even they don't have the answer, usually they send me an PM or they send me an email or contact me somehow and ask what is the answer, and we have the answer for you. But of course the best way is to know Quran, to read Bible, to read Upanishad, to read the Bhagavad Gita, to be familiarized yourself with all the things that we cover, Kabbalah, what is Kabbalah, you know, what the Sufis say, but you really don't have to know them in a deeper level unless you want to become an expert in all of them. I really didn't put too much effort knowing about them. Somehow God just put it in front of me and familiarized me with the different books or teachings. So trust the Spirit do your best, and if you get attracted to something in the teaching that you have to study in a greater degree, go and search and study them. But don't be too rigid about it. Just flow with the process that is going to come to you. Start reading though in the beginning and trust it. It is from God. That is the first thing you have to probably prove to yourself. It is really from God. Is it a revelation of the seventh seal, open with the seals of God? And if you believe that, of course you can trust those then and read it and understand it. It helps you a lot in understanding other religions, other teachings. So probably it's not a bad idea. Start with though, read though, in a deeper level, understand. Even if you don't know the other religion, it will help you a lot in the spiritual, define spiritual points. And many people who have read though, they have told me that they have received their answer, that they didn't know how the answer was, so they received a lot of help and progress in their spiritual path. So be flowing, meditate in your progress, flow with the spirit. So don't become completely rigid. Listen, I have to read all these books first and then go to Do, or I have to read Do first and go to these books. Just read Do and just jump back and forth with them, and as you progress more and more, you will see clearer and clearer the teaching, what is talked about. And also, as I said, you can always come to our room. It's called All Religions Are Unified, and there are always some people. I think it's open from 6 to 9 in the morning, 12 to 2, and 8 to 9:30 at night. And you can come there, and the people there will help you a lot. If still you have some question, just send question at maitreya.org, and your question will be answered. And I usually supervise the question sent out from the mission. So when you receive the question, for sure you have received it directly from me. So you will have your answers. The whole idea in this mission is education. We want to educate humanity to understand what God prophesied, foretold, promised to humanity, how for the last 12,000 years each religion have been sent to humanity as a part of a greater truth, how, where each religion gone wrong, each religion have a lot of truth, but at the same time they have a lot of dogmas and they have gone wrong somewhere, just like Hindus and Buddhists, they believe they can just go to God by meditation and making our spiritual forces and forgetting about this world, but God said they can't. If they do that, he will spew them out of his mouth. So they should learn that this is where they went wrong. They have to get involved with the community and create communities of light, and they should not just become escapists and go to the mountain and become naked and eat bird food and become kind of a yogis or Sadducees or many different names, or Mahatmas, or whatever they are having there, by escaping the world. They have to engage themselves to the community. Jews have a lot of truth, and they have the mystical path as Kabbalah, but they also have to recognize and realize that when Christ came, he was the Messiah for them, which foretold when he come, when the Shiloh come, the kingdom will be taken away from them. By realizing and recognizing them, they will become corrected and realize that the elect are those who follow the eternal divine path. And Christians have recognized and realized that God did promise both Abraham and Abraham, or Isaac and Ishmael, that a prophet will come from them and therefore Christ is not the only way, but all the prophets are the only way, and all of them said the same thing. So they correct themselves in that and also follow Christ in the stuff of Paul, and therefore they can have a great understanding of his teachings. And Muslim, of course, recognize Muhammad wasn't the last prophet. He's not the line of tribe of Judah. So they have a lot of truth also. They have to be corrected. Also, Prophet Muhammad never claimed opening the seventh seal, and he also said he did not reveal everything. By that, of course, they can be corrected and continue in their, you know, journey to God. And of course, Baha'i also have to recognize that God said it's not a perfect religion. God said it. It's the only religion God said is not perfect. Therefore, they have to come to something is perfect. And on, as they correct themselves, get rid of the dogmas, their misunderstanding, they can become open to this revelation and realization and see God's work clearly. And when they say clearly, the more people see this revelation and this understanding clearly, the sooner they overcome their dogmas and religions and the preachers that have been told what is not the truth. The truth is what God has revealed in the holiest of the holies, though the last testament. So there's a lot of help here. We are here to help you, to help everybody to, you know, understand this teaching in a greater degree and progress in a faster way possible. And again, come to this room, go to our website, come to our rooms in Paltar, get involved and support this mission with your life, really, so you can become an instrument of God to reveal this light to the darkness of this earth, so we can lighten up the whole earth and bring God's kingdom and understanding in a greater degree to humanity. I leave all of you to God. Have a wonderful week, and God be with all of you.
Shalom.